Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I hope that you're having a beautiful day. On today's podcast episode, we're going to be diving into abundance and how you can let go of a lack mindset so that you can open yourself up to more growth, attract more opportunities into your life, and feel more uplifted. Okay, so let's get into it, and let's start with a definition of both of these mindsets. A scarcity or a lack mindset is basically a way of living your life and a way of thinking about things that focuses on limitations. It focuses on what's missing, on what's not complete yet. It's based on this idea that resources, time, opportunities, and successes are limited. And you're basically living your life with the belief that there isn't enough to go around. It's this feeling of there's just not enough, or you are not enough. And let's be honest, that doesn't feel very good. So on the flip side, an abundance mindset is a belief that there is more than enough to go around, that there are enough opportunities for everyone, there is enough success available to everyone, and that you are inherently already abundant and enough, and therefore you are a match for abundance as well. So now that we got that out of the way, let's dive into some more concrete examples of what a scarcity mindset can really look like. Let's dive a little deeper. Okay, the first way that lack can really show up in your life is this feeling that you are missing out on opportunities, or this fear that you're going to miss out on opportunities. And this just creates this anxious urgency that is really destabilizing and is not very magnetic. It's not very expansive. It's fearful. And so this energy just causes you to contract. Another example relates to your relationships and looking around at people and thinking that they're your competition and seeing someone else do well and feel threatened by that and think that someone else's success is taking away from your own success. All of these things are rooted in the belief that there is not enough success to go around and that there's not enough space for you to be in your light and for other people to be in their light and for them to also be shining brightly. So if you are someone who feels that regularly, that is definitely an indicator that you have been falling to a lack mindset. Something else that relates to that is comparison. When we are comparing our journey or where we're at with someone else's, inherently we're not going to feel so great about ourselves. And what usually ends up happening is that we feel like we're behind, or we feel like we're not doing enough, or we think that because that person is in a certain moment, we're so far away from that, and therefore maybe it's not possible for us, or maybe we're not going to be able to get there. So that's also a little signpost there. Another example of a lack mindset is holding on to things that don't serve you because you're afraid of letting go. You're afraid of releasing things because you think that in releasing things, you're going to have less. But sometimes you need to let things go in order to attract more aligned ones. And in order to do that, you have to believe that there are better things out there and that there is more than enough to go around. And that in letting go of something that doesn't serve you anymore, you are creating space for a new aligned thing to flow in. So when you're holding on so tightly to things that are no longer in alignment, you might actually be holding yourself back from the next level version of you, from a better life, from better energy, and from more abundance. The next example of a scarcity mindset is being too controlling. It's being in this energy of needing to control every single step, every single thing, every single person, how it's gonna go. And the root of that, really underlying this need for control, might be the belief that if you just let go, or if you're not in control, that what you want or what you're trying to manifest isn't going to come into your life. But that is rooted in the sense of a lack, because you're not truly believing that you are inherently worthy of good things. You're believing that your worth is conditional on your control and on you micromanaging everything. Another example is being very short-term focused and not thinking about your long-term goals. And this can really get in the way of building a sustainably healthy lifestyle that's going to last you for many, many years or many, many months. And it also gets in the way of goals that you want to reach over a longer period of time. And many times the reason that this happens is that you forget that the things that you are wanting to enjoy or do in the present moment are likely going to be available to you tomorrow or the day after. They're not going anywhere. But if you're finding yourself getting caught up too much in that immediate gratification, it might be because you have a lack mindset around that thing and a around that pleasure, and you might believe that you are not going to be able to access that pleasure tomorrow or in the future, so you feel the need to overdo it now. And a great example of this that I've talked about before is regarding food. Let's say you think that a food is bad, therefore it's off limits. If you ever break that rule, you're going to be in this energy of, oh my gosh, I don't know the next time that I'm going to allow myself to break this rule, and therefore you're most likely going to be inclined to eat it too fast, and maybe then you're going to feel too full, and then you're going to feel guilty, and then it's going to trigger this whole chain of feelings that are not very nice, right? But if instead you're just like, okay, I'm allowed to eat dessert whenever, I'm allowed to have a slice of cake today or tomorrow or the day after, it doesn't really matter, why would you feel inclined to overeat on it today if you can also have it tomorrow? And that is where cultivating an abundance mindset can really help you. And then the last signpost of a lack mindset is feeling really stressed out about time and money. Time is especially important to note here. It's being in this energy of always having to rush, of always having to do things so fast and trying to move at a million miles per hour. That is definitely a sign that you are not realizing that there is an abundance of time for you to achieve all of the things that you want. Okay, now let's shift gears and let's dive into abundance. Let's dive into the goodness and let's talk about some ways in which you can cultivate this new way of thinking to uplift your spirit, to help you feel more magnetic and help you attract better things, better opportunities. First way in which you can tap into an abundance mindset is tapping into optimism, is in really changing your mindset around things and trying your best to believe that good things are coming your way, that things are always getting better and better, that you are constantly attracting aligned opportunities and relationships, and that you are this magnet, and that the more that you focus on the good, the more the good grows. Genuinely trying to see the good in things, to see the good in people, to appreciate the things around you. And this ties into the next point, which is cultivating gratitude. I genuinely believe that gratitude is the biggest and best manifestation hack out there, because even if you have things that you want to bring into your life and manifestations that you're trying to attract, there are still a lot of things that you could be grateful for right now. And when you're able to take a look at your life and be like, whoa, no matter what, I'm good. No matter what, I have enough. You automatically become more magnetic. And that is just such an incredible attractive force. So don't forget that. Don't forget to take stock of all the things that are already working in your life, that are already good, that are already special. It's so underrated. The next thing is positive affirmations. It's through thinking positive thoughts, speaking kindly to yourself, and being really intentional with the words that you use. One of the biggest things that we have under our control is how we choose to speak about things. It's the vocabulary words that we choose to use, and it's also how we choose to talk to ourselves. That is something that no one else can control except for us. So genuinely choosing to be kind to yourself, to other people, to affirm the things that you appreciate about yourself, and to really develop this muscle, it can go so far and help you realize that you already have so many good things about you, even if you're a work in progress, even if you are still trying to learn new things, or if you're growing in certain ways, you already have a lot of worth inside of you. And I've mentioned this before, but a journaling practice that I do pretty consistently that helps me a lot is essentially taking one page of my journal in the morning and filling half of that page with positive affirmations and half of that page with a list of gratitudes. And when you start to do this regularly, you will start to notice how much your energy changes and you will start to feel so good. So don't knock it till you try it. The next tip ties into your relationships, just like we talked about with a lack mindset and how that can pop up through comparison and through seeing other people's successes as threats. An abundance mindset takes that and flips it on its head. An abundance mindset in relationships, especially in career, is a lot about looking at other people's wins and successes as inspiration and with curiosity and being like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. I am so proud of you. How do you feel? What did you learn? What do you think helped you get here? And asking questions and being curious and genuinely being supportive, genuinely holding space for other people's light and other people's success, that will create this amplification of your energy and amplification of positivity in your life that is unmatched. And another thing as well is trying to find win-win situations and realizing that there's so much value in working with other people and collaborating. You can learn from someone else and that person can also learn from you. So really staying open to connecting with new people and learning from people around you, you never know what might come out of that. So definitely don't close yourself off and try your best to be happy for people when they're doing well. well. Another example of abundance too is by focusing on long-term goals and long-term growth and really taking stock of the little wins along the way, right? It's not like you're here and you have a goal and if you're not yet at the goal, you're failing or everything's going wrong. No, rather, if you're taking steps every single day towards a long-term goal, celebrate those small wins along the way and focus on the path to getting there and making the path special, making the path meaningful and empowering. Really count your wins. Really take stock of the things that you're doing right now to get you to where you want to go or to who you want to be. And one thing that I've been telling my coaching clients to try out that can really help with this is relating to your to-do lists, especially if you make to-do lists on your notes app or on Notion like me. As you move through your weekly to-do list, don't delete the things that you accomplished. Leave them on the to-do list, but check them off or cross them off so that at the end of the week, you can see your progress. You can see all of the things that you've done, all the things that you've accomplished, and you can feel proud of yourself. You can give yourself a little pat on the back and say, good job. You did all these things. You got closer to your goals. You showed up for yourself. You showed up for the things you set out to do. And even if there are a couple things in a to-do list that you didn't get to, you still got to all of these other ones. And so you deserve to feel proud of yourself for that. Okay, the next tip is realize that you are not stagnant. You are always growing every single day and in different phases of life. And there's going to be one day in the future, a few months from now or a few years from now, when you're going to look back at this moment and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I was growing so much in that phase. You're going to be able to see all the growth that's happening currently, but you might not be able to see all of it now. And so just realize that you are always evolving. There's always something that can be learned from where you're at right now. Even if it's difficult, even if it's challenging, it is teaching you something. And my next tip ties into this, which is see your past as a teacher. Take the lessons that you learned from those experiences and focus on moving on and carrying the wisdom and carrying those lessons and letting go of the negativity, letting go of the self-judgment, letting go of the guilt. Don't focus on the past with regret and with self-judgment. Focus on the past as a source of lessons and wisdom and knowledge and then move forward. Next tip is don't be scared of stepping outside of your comfort zone. Get curious and do things that you've never done before and just realize that you can do new things. And you don't have to be perfect at them right away. It's very likely that if you're doing something new, you're not gonna be good at it right away. That's totally okay. Because if you stick with it and you stay consistent, you're gonna get better. You are gonna grow. You are gonna learn. So having a learner's mindset is a way of having an abundance mindset. It's realizing you're not stagnant. You're malleable. You can absorb new skills and you can change and you can evolve. And so don't have this perspective that you already know everything there is to know and close yourself off. Be curious and stay a lifelong learner. My last tip to help you cultivate an abundance mindset is to stop comparing. Realize that we all have come into this earth, into this lifetime, into this physical body to live a very specific experience that is teaching us very specific lessons individually. And so your timeline and someone else's timeline, they're not meant to be the same. And so what someone else is doing and how fast they're doing it, it doesn't really matter. And it doesn't say anything about your worth. So try your best to stop comparing. Okay, so those are my main tips on how you can cultivate an abundance mindset. I hope that this left you feeling inspired. I hope that this gave you some tangible little shifts that you can implement so that you can feel more magnetic. You are abundant. I am abundant. There is abundance all around us in the leaves and the trees, in the birds that are singing, in the wind that hits your face, in the droplets of water that come out of your sink, in the food in your fridge, in the clothes in your closet, in the meals you eat, in the water you drink, in all of these things. Start to notice it. And the more that you do these things, whether it's a gratitude practice, saying affirmations, and being mindful of your language and the things that you speak out loud, working with people with an open mind and trying to find win-win situations and seeing other people's success as opportunities to learn from them and as inspiration and just genuinely developing this optimism within you, you are going to glow from the inside out, which is the whole point of inner growth. And you are going to grow as well. You're going to step into a better version of you. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope it left you feeling inspired, motivated, and I would be so curious to know what you thought. So you can definitely head over to the YouTube channel and drop a comment on this video to let me know what you thought. And while you're at it, hit subscribe. And until we chat next week, don't forget to water yourself, pour into yourself, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you soon.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.